Well, Shelby, good to talk a little Shadron State volleyball. You and I had a chance to talk, over the summertime, getting ready to play, announced, of course, your transfer, and it sounds like it has been a perfect fit for you so far, hasn't it?
It has been. It's amazing. I love the sport, and my love for it just keeps growing more and more every day. So it's been an amazing experience so far, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
Had a good preseason, got the chance to know all your teammates and coaches and everything. I know record-wise not off to maybe the start you wanted, 3-5 right now, but there's a lot of volleyball, and you got a lot of big matches still to come, don't you?
Yes. I mean, our record kind of really doesn't reflect how we've played the start of the season. A lot of the sets have been really close, and it's just we can't really capitalize on, winning the sets, but I think that our play is really high right now. And I think that if we just keep continuing to build on the things that we're working on in practice, we're going to start seeing, winning those close sets instead of losing by like 2 to 3 points. And so I think we could easily be at like 5-3 right now, if not 6-2. It's just we have to learn how to start off faster in sets in order to win those. So
you faced, I take it, a pretty good field of teams, eight matches. You got a couple of ranked teams. Northern State was a ranked team. You played Northern State twice this year in the rankings, and it sounds like they're a pretty good team this year.
They are. Yeah, they're very scrappy. They have a lot of offensive weapons and a big block. And we also played Minnesota State Mankato, and they're a team that could, knock off Kearney or Wayne State in the postseason. So Coach was like, we got swept, but at the same time, she was really proud of us for the level of play. We kind of like dialed it up a little bit against them because they're a very fast offensive team, and we haven't played anybody like that yet. And so just like seeing the growth from playing Northern State twice and then Mankato, it's definitely helped us to be a little bit faster on transitioning defensively and also just being faster offensively as well.
How about your play? You're rotating right there, playing middles, getting some blocks, getting some kills. You feel like you're fitting right in, and your play's been pretty good?
Yes. I think the first weekend for me was pretty good. At one point, I was hitting 667 in one game, and so I think just my confidence was really high. I was just seeing the court really well and seeing what was open, and our defense was playing really well, and the setter, knows where to put the ball, and I think that the first weekend was good for me. This last weekend in Minnesota wasn't my best performance, but I mean, I have to remind myself I can't play at that level every single game, and I'm a perfectionist, but it's not realistic to expect, hitting 500, 600 every game. And so just reminding myself that and reminding myself that it's not all about me, it's about the team and what's best for the team. And so I think just keeping that confidence and knowing that I have confidence in my team too. If I'm not performing well one night, that someone else is going to step it up. And so I think it's just going to be really good for our team. We have a lot of offensive weapons. And so, yeah, I've been pretty confident in my play so far, but always looking to get better for sure.
Are you guys just running the one setter look?
Yes. And so we have three setters, and two of them got hurt in the preseason, and so we kind of had to go with her because she was the only option. But she's a great setter. Like, she knows the game really well. She has a very high volleyball IQ for being a freshman, and we finally just got both of our other setters back. They're cleared, and so it's been good to have them back in practice. But, yes, our freshman is very good at what she does. So
yeah, I was going to say Jillian Donovan, her name, and it sounds like, as a freshman, it's kind of tough going right from high school and just out of high school to maybe playing those college matches right away for her, but she's adjusted, hadn't she?
Yes, she's very confident. She's a great team player. She has a great attitude, a very strong drive to win, and so we're very appreciative for her. She just works really hard in practice and in games, and she wants to make sure that her sets are perfect for everybody, and I just love playing alongside of her. She's a great person and a great teammate.
The RMX schedule is going to be kicking off here this weekend. You got a road trip over to Colorado and Colorado Christian and CSU Pueblo, so these matches are really when it counts. You want to win those conference games, don't you?
Yes, for sure. We definitely want to come out and show the conference what we're about. We were talking with Coach, and we kind of got a little disrespect from the RMAC just because of our ranking. But I think it's lit a fire under everybody, and like we want to go out and show everybody what Chapman State Volleyball is about. And so CCU is a pretty good team. They have really good middles, so just working in practice on how to shut those middles down and just be able to put ourselves in the best possible position to win that game. And then we also play Pueblo, and they're statistically a pretty good team too. They have a new coach this year and a lot of transfers, so it's just going to be interesting to see what they throw at us also. But it's going to be a tough weekend, but I know that we're going to prepare really well in practice this week, and we're excited to start conference play.
So I should have known this by looking ahead, but who's the best team in the RMAC? Who's playing the best in the RMAC right now among the RMAC schools? You been keeping tabs of that?
Kind of a little bit. I don't know the conference super well yet, but historically, Metro, I think, is who they say is mm-hmm. pretty good team. And then just like a lot of these Colorado schools are pretty good as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough conference, but I think we have all of the tools that we need. We just need to continue to get better in practice.
Finally, grades, or I should say, of course you're getting good grades. School's going okay, but, you know, juggling classes and practice, everything like that, I'm sure you're used to it by now. It's going pretty well.
Yes, it is. I have a lot of assignments. It's just a lot of busy work, but, I mean, I have a lot of free time in the day to just sit down and knock a couple of those assignments out. It's a little difficult being on the road just because, you know, you have to connect to your hotspot and all that good stuff, but I think that I do a pretty good job of time management, and so it hasn't been an issue yet. So I'm pretty grateful that I'm not a procrastinator. But
and just think, this is it. This is your senior year right here. You're what have you thought about? You know, the graduation's going to be here before you know it. What I don't know if I probably have asked you this, but what's your plans end of the year? What's any plans looking ahead?
So this is kind of crazy, but I had talked to you in a couple interviews past about being on the track team, and I actually decided to do that. So I'll be doing hurdles in the spring. I'm really excited about that just because I'm not ready to be done being a college athlete yet. And so I'm just really looking forward to that and just, you know, continuing school and just enjoying what Chatham has to offer.
Awesome. Very good. A little track and field. Very good. Yeah, you'll miss the indoor season, come back. Or no, you won't miss the indoor season. You'll be right there for indoors and outdoors, won't you?
Right. Yeah, I think that's the plan. I haven't really talked to the coach about all of that yet just because they don't really mess with the volleyball season, but I'm excited and, you know, I'm just there to do whatever they need me to do.